The accusation calls Lars Jensen. While he's coming up, may I make one observation? I thought one of the more telling points, of the many telling points she made, was that among the solicitors she had, the one that worked for her was one who knew about law, didn't know anything about psychiatry. I think we need to work on lawyers not knowing, in quotation marks, anything about psychiatry.
You also had a profit motive.
Right.
In my experience, the ones that don't know understand it best.
Exactly. Good morning. Would you give us your statement, please?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to testify. To me, it is necessary, but not a happy event, to tell you about my troubles with the limited democracy in Denmark. Until 25th of September 1981, my life was well. But at this time, I was taken to a psychiatric hospital. After some time, we quarreled with my wife concerning what was going on in our house and our surroundings. I claimed that I was under observation and occasionally under influence and some kind of drugs. Further, I claimed the strangers went into our house when nobody were at home, which I revealed by means of a trap arranged for that purpose. My wife rejected my observations, calling them nonsense and unrealistic, and she did it with such effort that I got the idea that she was involved. At last, my wife went to our house doctor, who suggested admission to a psychiatric hospital. And my wife agreed. I disagreed. Some days later, the police brought me to the hospital in an ambulance, though I was as healthy as I am now, 20 years younger. In course of the whole turmoil, there have never been any kind of violence. I was too realistic to start fighting the police. And by the way, I still had some confidence in psychiatry at that time because I didn't know anything about psychiatry. A few hours after I had been locked up in a psychiatric hospital, I was examined by a young doctor who told me that further examination would go on after the weekend. I asked to be set free. This was rejected. And then I began writing my protest to the authorities. With no success. Lower courts agreed with a psychiatrist on basis of secret documents. Some are now released, and as you can find in my analysis, we distorted incomplete and even false information. My appeal to the Supreme Court was ignored and after the psychiatric treatment, rejected. So I was injected with and forced to eat psychiatric drugs until I was so exhausted and scared that I swore my observations were fantasy. Half a year after admission, I was delivered back to my wife and family. Again, I was observed, and the whole comedy was repeated, but this time it ended up with divorce instead of hospitalization. Observations are still going on. Many times and constantly, I have asked for argumentation for why it was so necessary to treat me as a lunatic. And the main argument seems to be that I have a wrong perception of reality. Another argument was, and is, that I have been unemployed in the long term of 2 years before admission in hospital. In 1990, I got some documents which were used by judges in 1981. These documents, I say, are filled with gossips and falsifications, which all tends to represent me as a lunatic. For example, I should have changed some electric installations in our house to make a test on my wife. It's clear nonsense. Still, some documents are kept in secret. This is an absurdity as far as the courts reject to reopen the case because they claim that there are no news in the case. I do not have the opportunity to see what these secret no news are. There have been a lot of secrets in the case, and when they were revealed or given free, many were of no sense, either very harmful to my representation, but all of the secrets have acted as strong stressors to my family and to myself. I'll characterize the use of secrets as terrorism. Actually, the courts now again are considering if there are new arguments in the case, and also considering if more secret documents could be given free. To me and my family, I think, it has been real terrorism to have knowledge to the existence of secret documents. Note that I had and have not realized to be a lunatic, and know that it could be a problem to explain that I should be a lunatic, as a consequence, people had to believe in psychiatry as well as in God, or trust to themselves and all the gossip. Terrorism it was when I finally was separating from my wife. Some documents were kept secret by a social welfare office due to some sensitive information about my wife, they said. I asked my wife about these information, but she knew nothing about them. Then we wrote a letter to this office telling that these very documents should not contain any sensitive information and therefore could be given free, but with no success. The documents were kept secret until some time after the separation from my wife, and as far as I can judge, they did not contain information of special interest. They were keep secret for a reason of terrorism. Terrorism it was to keep me incarcerated for 56 days before the first meeting in the court could take place. But it is and was in accordance with the law. Criminals have the right to the first meeting in the court within 24 hours from arrest. In this way, my case was delayed until just before Christmas, when I and my family was told that I would not be set free before Christmas. Just after Christmas, I was judged to coercive Christmas treatment, and then crazy New Year. Very often, people get astonished when I tell that I'm declared lunatic. Then they are making their own tests of my personality, of course. And very often I have experienced to become a scapegoat. Okay? This have contributed to my knowledge about people and their problems, but it has also complicated my life. Yes. You are welcome to ask me questions.
Well, let me clarify a little bit of your testimony, please. You were initially admitted by virtue of your wife's concern about your statements about people in the house and so forth. Is that right?
Yes.
And you managed, after this horrible period in your life, to get released. How did you manage to get released?
The reason for the incarceration in hospital was my wrong perception of reality. When I accommodated to the reality defined by the psychiatrist and swore that they had the right definition of reality, it was a beginning to be let out. It took about 3 weeks with that test of my new conscience, and then I would. But then I was set. I was released.
Your cure was to see life the way the psychiatrist thought you should see life.
Correct.
Thank you. Are there questions? Please, Alan Harrell.
Alan Harrell from the Hebrew University. I wonder about the secrecy thing that you mentioned, and I didn't fully understand. Did you try to get the documents concerning the reasons for your incarceration after you were released and you weren't given them? Or
from the very beginning of the whole case, I have asked for all documents concerning the case. But also in the beginning, I didn't get any documents. 8 years later, in 1990, I got some of the documents, but there are more documents.
Yeah. Could you tell us what documents are still there and are not being given to you, and the reasons that are being provided for this?
There are some documents which should contain some of the information which my wife have given to the doctors from the beginning. There is an interview with a nurse who was interested in my case when I was in the hospital. And there are some documents which I have acknowledged.
Were you given any reasons for the reluctance to provide you the documents?
Initially, the reason was there was no legal right to give me the documents.
Mm.
Later, I found out myself that there was a legal right to give me the documents, but also that the doctor had the right to keep them in secret.
Forever, I see.
Yes.
Thank you.
Paulo Coelho, why do you establish this relationship between your first internation, your problems with your wife that led you to be committed to a mental hospital, and then you refer to the second circumstance that it led to divorce? Why do you establish a link between your divorce and your internation?
And my...
Your internation, the fact that you went to the hospital.
Incarceration.
Then I may repeat, I have not quite understood your question, but if I repeat my explanation...
I can rephrase it. You have this first, you went to the mental hospital because you had problems with your wife, or your wife decided that you should be treated. And then later on in your statement, you said, and then again, if I understood correctly, and then again I had the same problems, but this time it led to a divorce, not to incarceration. What I wanted to know is, when you mean by the same problems, you mean that first and foremost, it was problems with your wife, that one, if she was, let's say, striving to keep the couple together, she said, oh, let me give a chance to our marriage, and I'm going to take him to the hospital. And the second, and when it happened the second time, she said, okay, I give up. I just asked for a divorce.
Oh, the first time when I got into the psychiatric hospital, I asked for a divorce after they had decided to let me into the psychiatric hospital. But it was overruled by the doctors. because they said I had no legal right to divorce him at that time. If I could get a divorce at that time, I thought I could have avoided hospitalization. But it was too late. The next time, when I still was observing and discussing with my wife about what was going on around us, and the situation was the same, I had learned a lesson and left.
Yes, please.
Jakob Mabe. Ich habe eine Frage.
I'd like to put a question to you. Perhaps you could use the headphones.
Please.
Yes, I didn't understand how Kentley Trussell Foundation. I didn't understand how long you were kept incarcerated in the hospital, in the mental institution. How long on the first and second occasions were you actually detained there?
This is Kentley.
On the first and the only incarceration, I was detained for totally 5 months. The first 3 months were negotiations and discussing and the cost and so on, and after they had made their decisions, they took further 2 months to torture me to follow the directions from the psychiatrist.
But there was just the one occasion, because you talked about the second occasion when the question of divorce was mentioned. I didn't quite understand what the second occasion was.
Second occasion you refer to was the situation when the first situation was repeated, but instead of hospitalization, I got separation from my wife.
Yes. Understand.
So,
Jakob Mabi.
Yeah.
Good. We are held up for just a second here.
You understand.
Translations being provided.
Hello?
You understand?
Oh, let me hear it in German.
Good.
Okay. Slowly in German.
Acker, können Sie mal?
Could you perhaps explain why you had problems with your wife? Was your wife afraid of you? And if so, why? I don't think that she was afraid of me. I don't think she saw me as an enemy or something.
She said, I'm not sure she cared for my health. She could as equal care for her own health. I don't know. I still don't know. I'm still searching for an explanation of the whole turmoil.
Did you never have that feeling in the flat and at home that your wife was feeling more and more insecure around you? That she was always going away, that there was some kind of fear? Did you never have that feeling?
Feeling? Yes, I have observed such a feeling by my wife, yes. Where the feeling of where she seemed to would prefer to go to another place. Yes. It was not happy hours, really.
Dr. Leifer?
Yes, to further clarify this, I would like to ask you a question, but feel free not to answer it if you feel it's an invasion of your privacy. But usually, in my experience, it's women who are sent to hospitals by their husbands rather than vice versa. And I wonder in this situation to explore the power relationship between your wife and yourself. You mentioned that you had been unemployed for 2 years prior to your hospitalization.
Yes.
Was your wife employed?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, are there additional questions? I would like to, if possible, fit in another witness before we break for lunch. But obviously, Kate?
Well, I'm confused because when you began, you said that you perceived certain circumstances in your environment and your home. And then I got the impression you had decided that you had been deluded by these impressions and that the doctors introduced you to reality. Do you still believe you were deluded, or is it possible the doctors or your wife were deluded as to actual material facts?
I don't know if somebody was deluded. The very thing I know is that I am not deluded and has not been deluded.
Uh-huh. So, in fact, in order to get out, you had to agree to an untruth or to an unreal thing. Because
I have to serve a lie.
So. And that is the most convenient way to escape from these places, I found. I have told lies to get out, too. I told a lie. I said I was voluntarily there. They made it clear to me I would never get out if I didn't sign that paper. So I signed it. The circumstances of people calling each other crazy as a way to punish within a marriage, and it does very frequently happen that the husband punishes his wife this way. And through the 19th century, it was a very convenient way to get rid of a wife who wouldn't obey or be subservient. But it is also possible for wives to denounce their husbands. And within this private relationship, suddenly comes the state and its police powers, and then the mysteries of psychiatry, which change the whole question from do I love you to are you crazy, which are really different questions. But I think you have testified with great common sense and eloquence.
There appears to be another question or comment, but
no? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony. And for coming here today. The accusation calls Elaine Wada.